Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We are looking at what could be the hottest day in the city since the Gilded Age. And while I love my New York City trivia, this is one record we would rather not break. Am I right? I'm right. Let's get your forecast from AccuWeather's Heather Zaire.
We have an extreme heat warning in effect through tomorrow evening for the city and inland suburbs. A heat advisory from noon today through tomorrow evening for parts of Long Island. High heat kicks in for today. With sunshine, we're heading up to near the record, which is 96. That was set all the way back in 1888. And even tonight stays uncomfortably warm and humid, dropping down only to about 82 degrees. The heat is high. The humidity is high. Again tomorrow, the high of 98 will break the record of 96. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, 1010 Winds spoke to NYC Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskol, who reminds us to take this seriously.
It's really important that people understand this is a life-threatening weather event. Heat is one of the biggest killers of New Yorkers. We lose, 250 New Yorkers a year to heat and heat-related illnesses.
There will be an air quality health advisory in effect today from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's for ozone in both the city and Long Island. Hundreds of cooling centers will be open across the boroughs. You can get the locations either at nyc.gov/beat-the-heat. Or you can call 311. City public schools will be open today, although the education department is advising kids to wear lightweight clothing. Schools have been advised to move graduations, field days, and other outdoor activities inside, or to reschedule them. At the state level Sunday, Governor Hochul declared a state of emergency for 32 counties, including the five boroughs. That includes putting the state's fire prevention teams and swift water rescue crews on standby for any possible emergencies. The United States now on high alert over concern that Iran may retaliate after President Trump gave the go-ahead for U.S. military strikes on three nuclear sites in that country. In fact, a bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory System warns of a heightened threat environment here. Mayor Adams.
There is no one clear, credible threat towards our city, but out of an overabundance of caution, we're going to make sure we have proper preparation and share intelligence with our officials here.
A firefighter is critical, 13 others hospitalized in a blaze in the Bronx. Let's get the story live from our Amanda Alexander.
Yes, Susan, FDNY and folks in the neighborhood say this was a tough one to put out. So it happened on the first floor of a home on DeVoe Terrace between Webb and West 190th Street, spreading to a few multifamily homes. But luckily, everyone made it out alive thanks to neighbors being able to pull each other to safety. Now, Jay Lopez lives nearby. He spoke to Eyewitness News and he says he saw the rescue mission.
They was helping some old lady, like she was on an oxygen tank and she was on a walker, and it said they was helping them out.
Now, the cause of this fire is under investigation, but FDNY says lithium ion batteries were involved. Another neighbor, Zona Williams, also spoke to Channel 7. She says she thinks that was the cause.
They have a lot of old scooters on the porch.
Oh, they have old scooters and old scooters in front of the porch.
Again, 14 people were taken to the hospital, mostly firefighters, one of them critical, and an EMS member. But everyone else's injuries are reportedly non-life-threatening. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in University Heights.
Six people, including three firefighters, were injured in a blaze Sunday morning in St. Albans, Queens. That broke out in a restaurant at 200-05 Linden Boulevard. Fire marshals are investigating the cause. The MTA expected to add more trains to both the A and L subway lines. Gothamist says documents published last Friday revealed the transit officials want to run an additional round-trip train on each of the Lefferts Boulevard and Far Rockaway branches of the A line during the midday on weekdays. They're also looking to add 4 round-trip runs on the L line during the morning rush. The paper says the MTA board will take up the idea at their meeting this week, and if they approve, it would take effect in November. Mahmoud Khalil declaring victory and saying he will continue to speak out on behalf of the people of Gaza.
The administration has tried its best to portray me as someone who's violent. Mahmoud Khalil is a human rights defender. Mahmoud Khalil is a freedom fighter.
A Columbia graduate was on the steps of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine after he was released on bail after spending more than 3 months in ICE detention in Louisiana. He criticized his alma mater for not letting him speak on campus. So far, no comment from Columbia.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.